Commentator Katie Davis has been tutoring one of the teenagers in her Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Lately, they've been working on vocabulary.
It was after 8 when Jordan finished studying vocabulary. My dogs and I walked him to the end of the street and watched him head up Ontario Road, up to the steep steps of his building courtyard. Biggie was there, leaning on the pipe railing, all thug in his puffy coat. Biggie told Jordan, "Son, come up here." Jordan says he looked around. "Yeah, you," Biggie said. Circumvent, to go around. Placate, to soothe. Jordan and Biggie played together since their hair was in baby plaits, but his friend wears the mask now. Jordan, he's gone all day at his private school now. Biggie said, "I need some advice, son, on how to talk to my girl." "Why are you asking me?" said Jordan. "'Cause you're a pretty boy." Jordan says, that's when the sweat started, down his back. Implacable, impossible to soothe. Omnipotent, unlimited power. "Well," Jordan said, "have you tried asking your girl how her day is going?" "That's good, son." Biggie flipped out his cell, hit the speed dial. "Yeah, it's me. How's your day been going?" Loquacious, very talkative, convivial, sociable. Biggie held the cell phone up for Jordan to hear how his girl went on and on about her day. The next week, Jordan came to study a new batch of words. Mellifluous, flowing with sweetness or honey. Example, her voice is mellifluous. Jordan grabbed a 3x5 card, copied down the sentence, and slipped it in his back pocket. "I'm going to tell Biggie to use it with his girl, and maybe I'll try it." The next day, I checked in. "How'd mellifluous go over?" "Not good," said Jordan. "The girl told me to quit being fresh, and she hung up on me." "Well, did it work for Biggie?" "He wouldn't even try it. And when I told him to quit being so pugnacious, he said, 'Jordan, I'll kick that fancy word so far up your butt, it'll come back out your mouth.'" Agility, a skill needed as you move between worlds.
Katie Davis writes her neighborhood stories in Washington, D.C.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.